everyone. My name is Nada Ahmed, and I'm your host for the Braving Innovation Podcast. I help businesses innovate and bring new products and services to market. I believe every company and team can achieve immense success in creating sustainable and profitable business models. All you need is an agile leadership mindset to build powerful, high-performing teams. Get access to proven tools and strategies for impactful growth and the ability to get the right mentors and investors on board. In this podcast, I want to help you with all of that. So I will be bringing you inspiring stories, tips, and strategies from leaders all around the world so that you can excel on your journey as an entrepreneur, innovation leader, and investor. Welcome to Braving Innovation. I am your host, Nada Ahmed. So this is a place where I say we're bringing in the trinity of innovators, entrepreneurs, investors together so that we can learn, we can discuss important topics on the changes that needs to be made, what are the latest trends. And I'll be bringing different guests from various phases of innovation, working with innovation in corporates, investors, founders. And it's really, I want it to be a place where we can share our stories, but also discuss important topics that are important for the community and for the followers. And this first episode, I just wanted to come on here and launch the podcast. For those of you who are joining live, I'd love to hear from you. Any questions that you have, any topics that you would want me to address. And I wanted to share my story of why I decided to launch this podcast. From next week onwards, I will be bringing in different guests from various industries, investors, founders, innovators, who will be coming on here and we'll be discussing topics that are important to the entrepreneurship and the investor community. And as I'm launching this podcast, I'm really doing it in a trial and error manner. I'm learning as I go, getting your input and feedback, and then tweaking the podcast as needed. So I have been working in the field of innovation, mostly corporate innovation, for the past 15 years. And within that time frame, I've worked with entrepreneurs a lot, either through Techstars or startup weekends, or just mentoring within the community, the people that I've come across on how to innovate and how to reach faster their ambition of what they want to do with their company or with their idea, and helping them go through this structured innovation process, keeping really your customer at the center, using design principles and using agile principles. And I have always been an innovator at heart. From the very beginning, I've been someone who's, as a child, you know, loved adventure, loved taking risk. And I feel like once I got into the field of innovation, I really found my place. A lot of people have also been asking me, what do you mean by innovation? Because innovation can mean so many different things. And the best definition of innovation for me, I found it to be in this book called The Corporate Startup. And they define it as the creation of new products and services that deliver value to customers in a manner that is supported by a sustainable and profitable business model. So it's not just about creating something new. Innovation is really when you can add to the society, but also be able to make a sustainable business out of it, a profitable business out of it, because that's what's going to lead to the value that you're adding to actually be sustained, because someone's willing to pay for it. So it's not about us just coming up with new ideas. If you are not able to implement those ideas into something tangible that is actually creating value, that someone's willing to pay for that value, and where the value might not be directly in terms of money, but it could be social change, it could be impact on the environment. So it's also being able to take in different types of values that we're creating for society. You're not going to succeed in your innovation if you don't have that spirit of taking a chance on your idea, of going for it and learning through trial and error. If you're going to wait till everything is perfect, until you have all the data, until you have all the answers, until you're 100% sure that this is going to work, there's a high likelihood that you're going to fail, because you're not going to get that data early on. You have to be really willing to go out there, get your hands dirty, make these rough prototypes, launch your product when it's not quite finished. Yes, you know, minimum viable product, the words that we use within the startup world. Get it out there, get your hands dirty and start getting that feedback. And based on that feedback, you pivot and you might find out what the market actually needs. It's very different from what you're offering, but that is such a valuable insight for you as an innovator, because you wouldn't have known if you hadn't placed your imperfect solution out in the market. You would have never tested that hypothesis of yours, that assumption of yours, and would have never known that there's this gap, there's this untapped potential in the market that we're not filling today. So innovation is all about trial and error. It's not really about having that perfect idea to begin with. It's having the inspiration that makes you take that first move. Helps you make that start on that journey, instead of just sitting back and contemplating on the idea. And that's really what I've done over my career over the past 10 years, is helping innovators, helping entrepreneurs to take an idea from a thought to actually something that we can take an action on, and do it quicker, and then do it in a way that's systematic, that's structured, where you know what hypotheses you're testing. So Vori in here, someone that I work with on her startup, Henge, we talk a lot about what is your riskiest hypothesis that you're testing in this first launch of your product. And be very clear on that, because you have a lot of other great ideas and there will be other customers asking for other functionality, but you don't want to get too bogged down with all the fluff, all the bells and whistles, until you really hone in on what is the key problem that you're solving for customers. And once you start getting positive feedback on that, then you can add in other functionality that would make it easier for the wider community. So maybe those who are not early adopters to come on to your new product and service and get value from it. We have these people, many of you who are joining this podcast probably feel having that innovator spirit inherently in you. And perhaps it was more present when you were a child, but our educational system, and with time, we have been trained to perhaps not take that many risks, to take the safer route, to be realistic, as people say. And so that innovative, adventurous, risk-taking spirit is lying dormant within you. And for me, now I reached a point where I was like, okay, I want to completely disrupt my career and my life and see how all these things that I've been teaching everybody else and that I've been applying to my work, can I apply to myself? So when I made that decision end of last year to quit my job and decide, perhaps now is a good time for me to see if I can actually build a business on my own instead of going for that next big thing. How can I use these skills that I've learned and actually add value to not only the startup world, but also to the investment community and also to the corporate world, help us solve some of these big challenges that we're facing in the world today and help companies get there faster. So what you'll see in this podcast series is that I will invite investors and we'll ask them really challenging questions, and we will really discuss, you know, where is a lot of investment going to today? And asking questions like, why are women still getting less than 4% of the venture capital investments? Why is the venture capital community so homogenous? Where is the diversity there? So the reason why it was important for me that in this podcast, I bring in investors, and that's going to be an important focus point here, is because we cannot innovate without having that capital available to us, without someone being able to say, I'm going to fund that idea. So it's really crucial to have the investment community be part of this dialogue. And we have seen the venture capital community really skyrocket, in particularly in Europe in 2021. The amount of venture capital investment has doubled. So it surpassed 100 billion euros in 2021, which was more than double of what was invested in 2020. And this has led to also an insane number of unicorns, about 100 unicorns in Europe in 2021. And worldwide, there's immense venture capital that's being invested more than ever before. Last year, globally, we had $675 billion being invested in venture capital. While it used to be a place where it was mostly Silicon Valley in the US, which was getting a lot of this investment, now it's all over the globe, big hubs in the US, in Europe, in Israel, in China. And we're seeing a lot of big rises because this capital is now available of unicorns in places like Europe. Venture capital is different from other type of investments because you have to really invest for the long term. This is not getting returns in the next couple of years. It's 5 to 10 years horizon. But when you're able to invest in these companies, you can actually, as a venture capitalist, use your network, use your experiences, use your skills to actually help these companies. And the return can be 5 to 10 times more than investing in the regular markets. So the payback can be very good also, but you have to have this long-term mindset. And so this is, I believe that we're going to see a rise in a lot of capital going into early stage startups, a lot of more VC funds coming online. So as we see the dynamics change here and a lot of more people having capital available that they want to experiment with in venture capital, you will see there will be a certain shift. And I wanted to use this platform on Braving Innovation to actually see what's going on here, give exposure to more people who are interested in becoming investors and not just doing the safer investments within the markets, but looking at venture capital. Because up till this point, it's been a closed door, not very accessible, particularly not accessible to women. If you're coming from a minority background, a marginalized background, you don't have access to those kind of investments. And that's where I want to use this platform to make it accessible for more people so that we can learn and get a wider interest within venture capital. And my ambition is within a 2 years horizon, I want to open my own venture fund. So this is part of my journey in educating myself, learning from the best, bringing them on here, challenging them on how things are done. Also bringing in entrepreneurs, learning from their founder stories so that when I am that venture fund manager, I can actually help these companies in the best possible way and really understand, come there with empathy and understand their perspectives and the challenges they face. And I've heard, you know, from my friend Vorian and so many other people here on the challenges entrepreneurs face, particularly women, people who are from diverse background, because they don't fit the mold of what usually investors are used to giving money to, right? And that's why we need more diversity within the VC space itself, so that more women founders, more women can get access to these fundings, and we can make sustainable change. And as I mentioned before, and you know, Warren's also challenged me on, want to bring in founders who've had a successful run, but also founders that are emerging, who are bringing these impactful solutions to society that we often don't hear about because maybe they're not making those unicorn numbers, but the value that they're bringing to society, that we're taking care of our planet, that we are, there are resources available towards making this transition towards renewable energy so that we don't have to heavily rely on fossil fuel energy. Today, you know, we're seeing oil and gas prices on the rise again. And that means that there will be, and we are seeing all the oil and gas companies coming out with great numbers. And it's really important that we hold them accountable to these great ambitions that they've made to be net zero by 2050 and actually push them, that we need to do this sooner. And you'll just hear me talk about the energy transition a lot more because that's really a passion of mine. and I come from the energy industry, and that's going to be also an area where we're going to see a lot of innovation going forward. One of the reasons for me to also include this is that one of my purpose is that I love to have these discussions and dialogues with people, bring them together, people with different backgrounds, and help them see ideas and perspectives from different lenses and really open up minds and hearts to new ways of thinking so that we can actually make change and create a society that's more enlightened and inclusive and more socially and environmentally aware. And to do all of those things, that's really, I feel like, is at the crux of innovation, being able to reframe the problems, being able to look at things from a different perspective, but then bringing people on board, doing it in a way that's inclusive, because sometimes the best ideas don't lie in the heads of those who are talking the most, who are the most eloquent, but those who are sitting in the corner and don't get the opportunity to speak as much. So how do you create an environment where you're really tapping into the potential of all the talent that you have around you, but you don't have the means and the tools to really bring that talent online and get their perspectives in so that you're moving from this linear thinking of just two or three people to this exponential thinking of when we can bring your whole team together, tens and thousands of people together, and unlock their ideas and build on each other and really get those exponential thoughts going. So I just wanted to make it quick and short today, talk about some of my thoughts. Next week is going to be really our first official podcast where I will be bringing in Jennifer Lee Koss, who is just one of the most leading voices within the investment community, especially in terms of looking at investment from the gender lens through Springbank Collective. And we'll get into more details of that next Thursday. And we'll really be focusing on gender lens investment. What are the challenges that women are facing within the entrepreneurial world? Why do women not get access to a lot of funding? And then what do we need to do? So thank you again for all of you joining. And I am going to close it off here and looking forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you for listening to the Braving Innovation Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, do hit subscribe so you do not miss any of our future episodes. Don't forget to leave us a review and share this podcast with others who might find it valuable. Thank you.